This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is What's on Your Mind, Friday the 13th edition. I don't know if that's ever a bad thing. I don't think so. Well, we got a couple of friends sitting in for Scott Hennon. Scott's in Washington, D.C. on the Christmas trip with the listener group they took out there, having a great time. I thought we were going to check in with them, but I guess they're a little too busy. Too busy to give us any time today. We're brought to you by our friends at B-Mobile. Gift peace of mind this holiday season. Get this, all December long, B-Mobile is featuring the best deals plus the safest devices from your favorite brands. There's something for everybody. Give Grandma the latest Apple Watch so she can get all the family updates and feel more secure knowing. And if you think, well, Grandma won't know how to use the Apple Watch, believe me, she will learn it. You pair it with the newest iPhone, the holiday hero, that's what you are. Apple devices plus much more, of course, Androids as well. All devices, all plans at bemobile.com. That's B-E-M-O-B-I-L-E.com. What's on your mind? Number 701-258-0550, 800-228-0550. Leon Francis and Raheem Williams sitting in for Scott Hennon on What's on Your Mind.
Good deal, good deal. Man, Friday the 13th, things are just spinning off the rail. But we're gonna talk about that at a later time. Right now, we have the Bismarck Squadron, Civil Air Patrol, Lieutenant Colonel Sean Johnson on. How you doing, Sean?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you gentlemen doing today?
Oh, we're pretty good. We're pretty good. I want to know a little bit about, and I'm sure our listeners want to know this also, a little bit about Saturday's Wreaths Across America, that event that's scheduled out there in Bismarck. Tell us, you know, a little bit about it.
Okay, this is one of over 1,600 ceremonies that happen nationwide, simultaneously, by the way. They all start at 11 o'clock central across the nation. And the purpose of Wreaths Across America is really to make sure that during this busy holiday season, we take time to remember the sacrifices of everybody who has served this great country, including those that have paid the ultimate price. We honor those that are serving who are still with us, that are veterans of the different services. And then I don't want to say most importantly, but very critical to this is we take this time to teach our children that the price of freedom is pretty high, but living free is priceless. And
absolutely.
When you're out at that cemetery, you know, you look across all the headstones, and you know that's your vigil. That's part of showing those kids that many of these folks out here died while serving their nation. Most everybody out there served their nation in some capacity. They made a sacrifice so that you could be here and you could breathe free air in the United States of America.
Amen. Amen. So how many wreaths are going to be placed in Bismarck? Is it all of the armed forces plus like POWs and MIAs? One wreath, yes. for each one? Okay. Okay.
We've got two different, we've got the ceremony itself, and that's where we'll do ceremonial wreaths for each of the services. We also have the Merchant Marine that gets recognized, oftentimes for their sacrifices were forgotten from World War II.
Right.
And, tremendous losses that merchant mariners took to make sure we had a free flow of warfighting supplies to the European theater and to the mm-hmm. Pacific theater, but also the POW and MIA service members, those that we just don't have a confirmed status on, and they have a wreath of their own. So that's the ceremonial piece. And then this is a great event because everything we do, it's community-based. It's grassroots. So the community sponsored enough wreaths to be able to place one at each headstone out at the Veterans Cemetery. They also nominate and provide for us those that are going to place those ceremonial wreaths as part of the ceremony. And then in January, they actually come back out and help us retrieve all those wreaths off the headstones again. So this is truly community, grassroots, ground up. That's what makes this ceremony really special, in my opinion, at least. And also because it's also during the holidays. It's a great time. We celebrate many great things during the holidays. This is something we should celebrate too.
Oh, yeah, our military, the guys and gals that get out there and they sacrifice it all. I was listening to a podcast, and there was this guy, he wrote a book called The Tap Code. Are you familiar with that?
No, I'm not.
Well, basically, this guy was a prisoner of war when we were over there in the Asia theater back in the, I want to say the Korean, World War II. Anyway, he was captured and, you know, that whole thing, POW for like 8 years. And you think about what those guys go through. What they put on the line, and absolutely, you got to support a ceremony like this, an organization like you guys, 1,600 other ceremonies going on simultaneously. That's awesome. Community driven, even better. Tell us again the venue. How big is the venue? How many folks can come and attend and watch? Are we going to be able to like live stream it? If we can't get out there, give us some of those details.
Okay, so it'll be at the North Dakota Veterans Cemetery, the main one that we're doing here in North Dakota. Of course, it starts at 11, like I talked about. We encourage folks to get there, obviously, sooner because we can get everybody in, but, you know, parking is a little challenging. The big thing we really want to emphasize this year is that, look, it's North Dakota. And yeah, it's cold, but it's going to be cold even by North Dakota standards tomorrow. So we're looking at 10 below, possible for wind chills and things like that. So it's kind of one of those delicate things. We want people to come, but we want to make sure that they come prepared for the weather, to make sure you dress for it accordingly. And if don't be afraid to say, you know what, maybe I'll wait till next year if this is just too cold for you. Totally get it. Totally understand. We want people to be safe first, but more importantly, we're still going to, you know, go forward with this ceremony tomorrow. If anything, because this forecast of cold kind of came in a little bit late, later than in the planning window than we wanted. So we figured we need to kind of plow forward here with the executing the plan. But let's be safe about it. Come prepared, but we're going to be having the ceremony at 11. It will be to the point is probably the best way to put it. It'll still be nice, but ceremony will be a little bit shorter than our normal one so that folks can go about the process of helping us put the wreaths out.
Good deal. Well, you may have answered this. Are you guys live streaming this? Is there any way we can watch it from like Fargo?
You know what? That's a great point. And hadn't thought of that. Yeah, we could check into that real quick and see if we do have a Facebook page.
Okay.
We have Wreaths Across America Bismarck. And I can't commit at this point to say, yeah, we'll have a live stream going. But, you know, I can float it by the team tomorrow, see if we couldn't do something like that and see what can have happen. But that's our Facebook page. If we were to do it, that's probably where it'd end up going to.
Okay. 11 a.m., get there early.
Yeah,
program starts at 11 a.m. That's tomorrow in Bismarck. Get there early.
Yeah,
it's going to be cold. Oh, you're south of Mandan.
The cemetery itself
okay.
is south of Mandan on 1806.
Okay.
Yeah.
And dress accordingly is what trying to get across.
Yeah, this is not the day to show up in, a windbreaker and maybe a ball cap. You know, you definitely want to make sure that you're covering as much exposed skin as you can, We don't want any frostbite happening. We don't want anything worse like hypothermia or something like that. It's pretty critical that if you come out, you come prepared. Of course, we'll have medical staff on hand too, but a lot of that is for slips and trips and things like that. So,
good deal. Over 1,500 other ceremonies going on simultaneously. Mm-hmm. I think it's awesome. And this is the Civil Air Patrol. They're facilitating this year's Wreath Across America event at the North Dakota Veterans Cemetery. That's tomorrow at 11 a.m. Get there early. Be prepared. And I'm hoping that there's a live stream. If not, I think I'm going to, you know, gas up the truck and get out there myself. So anything else you want the folks to know?
We're proud to do this. Again, we look at our role at Civil Air Patrol as just being a facilitator. Again, this is a community ceremony, a community event. They make it happen. We're just there to make sure it kind of goes in one direction. We've been proud to do this since 2006.
Lieutenant Colonel Sean Johnson, thank you, sir. North Dakota Air Civil Air Patrol on What's On Your Mind. 701-258-0550, 800-228-0550. We'll be right back.
Our region has a deep tradition of supporting conservation, where we're taught to leave a place better off than we found it. We know that our land, our air, and our water are precious resources, which is why the coal industry has been nationally recognized for preserving, protecting, and enhancing our land by reclaiming more than 20,000 acres once mining is finished. That land is used to hunt, fish, and feed the world. That same resourcefulness that's used to reclaim land is now being put to use to capture non-toxic emissions, including carbon dioxide from power plants. Researchers at the University of North Dakota are working to explore geology to store the carbon dioxide safely deep underground, where it will stay permanently. This next generation technology will not only enhance our nation-leading clean air standards, but protect 15,000 good-paying jobs by using homegrown energy resources. Learn more at www.secureenergyfuture.org/CCUS.
Tioga, a place to grow. A place rooted in small-town values and budding with big ideas. A place with a hearty work ethic and energy that shows. Enjoy our new community center, outdoor pool, park and rec activities, thriving schools, state-of-the-art clinic, the nicest general aviation airport in the state, and a vibrant Main Street where opportunity abounds. Tioga is fertile ground to grow your family, grow your business, grow your career, grow your garden, grow your faith and your community. It's a place to call home, where everybody knows your name, where people still smile and wave. Whether you're passing through or seeking a destination, pop in for a visit. You might just decide to plant new roots. Welcome to Tioga. Come grow with us. Visit the Tioga Chamber of Commerce at tiogand.org.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming to town.
What's on your mind? 701-258-0550, 800-228-0550. A couple of texts in. One was, oh, look, they're fans of Leon here. I'm not shocked about that. But it says, welcome back, Leon. I'm ready for some Leon common sense. And another one asks, ask Raheem, if you can, how did you keep your cool when you were heckled at the gun rally in Bismarck? was one. And finally, another, it says, to my Trump-hating friends, you need to pace yourselves. You still have five more years to go. Leon Francis and Raheem Williams are in for Scotty Hannon.
Oh, man, I am loving this. I am loving this. Even as I'm watching the mental midget Nadler and his little kangaroo court, don't get me started on
that. What a joke.
You know what? I'm going to dial it back just a little bit. Take a breath. Raheem, you want to answer?
No, we're going to come back to that, definitely.
Oh, yes.
So I'm going to answer this question. As far as public speaking, I was just speaking on our constitutional rights and how important it is to protect that and how tyranny remains a very real threat even in this country.
Okay.
And some gentlemen, and I want to say of a minority group, I'm also of minority race, so it's made it a very bizarre exchange. He wasn't black, but he wasn't white. Nonetheless, he comes up, he just starts hurling racial slurs like the N-word at me. It was absolutely disgusting.
Wow.
And
really?
And as far as keeping my cool, I've dealt with gross people. I don't like being interrupted any more than you know, you guys do. But the fact of the matter is, I just assumed he was unwell in the head, and I felt a little bad for him. It's like something's not right with this guy, because who does that?
He's a Democrat.
Exactly,
right? And I say leftism is a mental disorder, and we need to get it classified.
Absolutely. There are like reams and reams of papers written on this subject. And if you look right now, I got to turn this off. My blood pressure is just going up. I can't even look at this man.
I get called nasty things as a black conservative. I'm pretty sure you have the same problem. Sadly enough, after a while, you get used to it. And I'm not playing a victim card. Don't feel bad for me, because they don't scare me.
Yeah. I've seen your arsenal. Yeah, you're good.
They're not moving anything around here.
I had that one Black Lives Matter guy on air call me Uncle Tom, and I'm like, do you even know the story? Shut up.
Right?
Shut up.
It's like so messed up, because like the term implies two really screwed up things. One, that you're a traitor to your race. I know you're not. And if anything, being a black conservative makes you more pro-black issues, especially when you think of things like abortion, criminal justice reform, yada, yada, yada.
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't agree with the genocide of my progeny.
And
shut it.
I don't want to give 100% of my income to the state. So
right.
Nonetheless, it's like when they say that, they're implying that there's a right way to be black and they can judge a referee or blackness, which is insane.
There is a right way.
And who else does racial purity tests? Like Klansmen?
Right.
White supremacists? Ethnic nationalists, like those, like that's a hate group type of thing. So it's bizarre for people to casually use that term. It should be treated the same way as the N-word, if not worse, but people aren't all that bright, and that's telling.
Yes. And see, these are the conversations that me and Raheem have. You, to be a fly on the wall, it's unreal. We got a ton of topics that we had to, like, try to get through. A couple of them is the IG report. You got Ted Cruz dropping the truth bombs on Horowitz. Right now, we got, you know, what's going on currently with Nadler and that whole thing. What was it, 2317?
I'm not sure.
2217, I think.
22?
Yeah, I forget, but yeah.
Somewhere along those lines. So, we're going to open it up. The guest this hour is going to be you. And since I can't remember the phone number, can
701? 258-0551, 1-800-228-0550.
I'm going to take his word for it.
Did you see the dogfight, though, between Collins and Nadler when Nadler was going to adjourn yesterday instead of taking the vote?
I did. Do we have that?
Yeah. It was a food fight. It's been a food fight all week. But they're wrapping up the markup session, okay, for this deal. And Jerry Nadler ended the hearing abruptly without a vote. Late in the evening, they're supposed to vote on it, and the ranking member didn't even get asked about it, which is Doug Collins. He was hot.
The integrity level of this committee has been, the chairman's integrity is gone. His staff is gone. This was the most Bush League thing I have seen forever. And if the American people wonder about this impeachment anymore, they don't have to wonder anymore. They saw what happened right here tonight, because this committee is more concerned about getting it on TV in the morning than it was finishing its job tonight and letting the members go home. In the midst of impeachment, The chairman just ambushed the entire committee, did not have any consultation with the ranking members, telling them we're going to have votes at 10 a.m. in the morning. I guess they didn't think enough today of threading their very paper-thin impeachment process for over 12 to 14 hours was enough.
Gentlemen will suspend.
Gentlemen will suspend. You know he broke his little, that little deal, not the gavel, but what you bang on, that little thing. He busted that thing up and they had to bring him another one. That dude needs a book on Robert's Rules, man. He has no idea. No clue.
I mean, Democrats are preparing to lose.
Yeah,
you can see it. Like, that's why they're trying. Like, the polls aren't moving in the directions they wanted it to. The only people they've been able to convince of this impeachment scam are the usual characters, other Democrats.
Don Lemon, CNN, Andrew Cuomo, whatever.
So you have these cast of characters, and you look at the polls, and the funniest thing about it is these people pay lip service about how important it is to protect our democratic values and institutions, but they're literally jumping over each other to invalidate the last election and pretty much rig this one. This is what it is. They state it. They've said it several times that if they don't impeach Trump, he might win again, and that's terrifying to them. So when you can't win with the voters, just like Labour learned in the UK last night, what do? You make a conspiracy.
We need to talk about that.
Or you set up massive voter fraud, which I think they're in the middle of setting up right now, too.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's
seriously.
Yeah.
They did. Trump, his biggest opponents will not be the Democrats. It'll be voter fraud. It'll be these states and these districts.
You know what I'm saying? Yes.
And who knows what's coming out of Adam Schiff's district in, you know, in East Hollywood.
Yeah, that's full of Schiff.
I mean, one of the beautiful things about our electoral college is, like, when you see these national polls.
Oh, no, they're trying to pull that down, man.
Well, they're not going to get it. Not quite easily. Right. It's a heavy lift changing the Constitution. But nonetheless, especially if they can't even lift impeachment, they don't have the power to change the Constitution. Nonetheless, when you look at our Electoral College and those national approval polls, those aren't weighted by state.
Yeah.
So, like, when you're like, okay, like, Trump is he doesn't seem like he's doing that well, but that's because you can have states like New York and California that is, like, kind of, like, how do you say this, weighing it down.
Right.
Weighing the sample down.
It's all about the sample.
If it's a simple random sample, like you learn in stats, basic stats and surveying, then that should exist if you're not waiting to those states, and none of these polls do. So I'm like, oh, Trump is a lot more popular than people realize, especially the talking heads on TV.
You just brought up a point I've been bringing up for years about polls. It depends on who you ask and where you ask them.
And how you ask.
Exactly, yes. Leon.
That's very true. Yep. Teach that in, you know, intro
simple
to
statistics.
Stats.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely.
I'm going to go to Steve in Fargo because he wants to know. I think he wants to talk about the Reefs. The Reefs Across America. So, oh, man. You see, my timing is horrible. Steve.
All good. All right, Steve.
Hang on. Jamie. Oh, this is my buddy, Jamie.
All right, we'll get to him. Hey, we're listening to What's on Your Mind, brought to you by our friends at DAC Diesel. DAC Diesel, of course, 701-258-5011 is their number. Anything to do repair or maintenance needs of your diesel vehicle, stop in and see DAC Diesel. They perform a variety of services. 701-258-5011. It's DAC Diesel, proud sponsor of What's on Your Mind. We'll be right back.
Agriculture feeds the world. Energy shines the light upon it. North Dakota is blessed to have an abundance of both. Wind energy helps keep our electricity reliable and low cost and sends new property tax revenue to 28 North Dakota counties. Landowners benefit from offering their private property as part of wind farms by giving them a steady stream of reliable income on their property for decades. It's a win-win situation. Wind energy and agriculture, a great partnership for North Dakota's future. This message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
Did you procrastinate all year about that foundation repair project and now you think it's too late? Hey, Lacey here with Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North. No need to worry, we've got you covered. Whether you need waterproofing, drain tile, a crack repaired, or help stabilizing that settling foundation, don't wait.
Call 701-280-7038 and ask us about our winter discount or go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After a 14-hour impeachment inquiry hearing that went into late last night, the House Judiciary Committee has now taken action.
Mr. Chairman, there are 23 ayes and 17 noes.
The article is agreed to. The resolution is amended as ordered, reported favorably to the House.
The Democratic-led committee approving two articles of impeachment against President Trump a short time ago, one accusing him of abusing power, the other of obstructing Congress. Those articles are now being referred to the full House, which is expected to debate and then vote on them next week. Police are investigating a shooting of an employee at a food service factory in Georgia. Reports are the gunman just entered the Dart Container Corporation this morning and shot one worker, and the Rockdale County Sheriff's Office says they're still looking for that suspect. This is USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
On your mind. Phone numbers to call 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Moments away, Brian Bittner is going to be joining us, Burley County Commissioner. Of course, the numbers from the refugee hearing that they had in Burley County. And, of course, Scott's gone. He's in Washington, D.C. with a lot of listener friends, but Leon Francis and Raheem Williams are sitting in on What's On Your Mind. How you doing, boys?
Oh, man, I love sitting in for Scott. I mean, he should take these little junkets more often.
I love
careful what you wish for.
We're having some fun when the mics are off, too. It's awesome.
Oh, yeah. Wait. My mic wasn't off.
No,
was
right.
It?
Yeah, no, it never goes off.
Okay.
Oh, Doug, so I missed it all. I didn't get to hear any of it.
I apologize to those I may have offended. I'm going to go to Steve. Steve's been holding for a while, and since I misjudged the clock, I'm going to let Steve have his say. Steve out in Fargo, what's on your mind?
Leon, you were talking about the race across America, and what is happening is at 11 o'clock on Saturday, the West Fargo VFW, their color guard, is going to be doing a replaying out at the Fargo VA Cemetery. So
okay.
That will be happening in Fargo.
Ah, see, I didn't, and that's the part that I was a little, I was unclear on, so
oh,
that's
sure.
Good.
Yep.
Okay.
That's good to know.
They're doing one in Detroit Lakes tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Veterans Memorial Park there, too, and there are a bunch of things down in Minnesota and Minnesota sides.
I mean, 1,600
it's
events
everywhere,
so
yeah.
Happening. Yeah. It's just everywhere.
So I don't have to drive all the way out to Bismarck. Good
nope.
Deal.
Go.
Thanks, Steve.
Wait, what do you got against Bismarck now? Come on.
I was just
out there this weekend, so, you know, handling some conservative.
The great thing about Bismarck is it is far less close to Minnesota.
And no 3-2 beer. No 3-2 beer. And
well,
you got
that's
good
true.
Folks
it is
like,
pretty hard to find here. We're not really into it. But
we got good folks like Jamie out there in Bismarck, too. So, and if you ever met Jamie, you know what I'm talking about.
Good man.
But anyway, Steve, so you just wanted to make that clarification, or did you have something else to...
Well, I wanted to make sure you knew about that because it's something we've been talking about since we first heard about the VA cemetery, because this race across America has been happening for a lot of years, and we wanted to make sure we were part of it, too. So it's
very good.
The VFW is doing it there this year. The color guard will be out there. I'm not sure what all the ceremony is going to be, but it's going to be there.
I'll definitely be there then.
Thanks.
That's awesome.
Thanks for letting us know.
Yeah, thank you for that, Steve.
You guys have a good day now.
You too.
You do the same. Oh, man. So this our next topic. One?
Jamie's in Bismarck. Jamie, welcome to What's on Your Mind.
Morning, guys. I appreciate the compliment you gave me, you and Todd Leon. I appreciate that.
Wait, he heard that?
You're a good man.
No,
yeah, thanks.
Yeah, Jamie, you're an awesome dude, man. You're a rock-solid patriot. So there you go.
Ditto's my friend.
So this
talk about... Yeah, go ahead, Leon.
No, I was going to... I know one of your pet peeves, I'll just put it in those terms, is this whole... You know, if you want a little info on the whole refugee resettlement, or if you actually want some numbers, some data on that, then you're automatically branded a bigot. And I know the folks out in Burleigh County, I know you were instrumental in, you know, getting those folks together. Awesome turnout, but, you know, things didn't turn out the way, you know, we hoped. So you can expound on that. I also have Brian Bittner on. So I don't know if you want to talk a little bit about that or wait until he comes on and gives us his take.
I talked to email with one of the commissioners, and, of course, far more calls than email for the no vote. And I'm sure Commissioner Bittner would tell you the same thing. In fact, I'm sure he would tell you he's getting calls from out of state from people that aren't even from Burleigh County. So when that vote went down, I'd like to say thank you to Commissioner Bittner and Peluso for voting no, because I was the voice of the people of Burleigh County, okay?
Yep.
And the other people there, the Woodcocks, Jones, I knew Mark Armstrong was going to be a yes, but...
Yeah, he announced that long before the hearing. It's like, why even have the hearing?
Yeah, exactly. Wouldn't even show up.
But he's going to ponder all sides.
For one second, I just want to say, when I was at the meeting, and I was farther in the back, but I don't know, you ever been in a fight when you're getting ready to go with somebody, you look in their eyes and you can see in their face, they're scared assless, and you know you're going to whoop them? Well, you could see that in the eyes of Woodcocks and Jones. They were terrified of falsely being accused of being bigots and racist. So you know what they did? They went ahead and gave her the yes vote. But that's one of the things I want to talk about, being accused of being racist. And I was throwing out a Commissioner Bittner. Somebody threw out a racist bomb at him.
Oh, man. And we now. Yeah.
So
it was pretty classic how he shut it down. If you want to ask him, go right ahead. But
I do want to ask him. And we have him on the line, right? Do we have Commissioner Bittner on?
Yeah, Brian, good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
Morning, Commissioner.
Good morning.
So there was a little brouhaha in Burleigh County, and then folks tell me that you were right in the middle of that. So you want to tell us what you want us to know about that whole process, what happened, how do you feel about it, do you think it was fair? I mean, just give us the nuts and bolts of it.
Well, that would take me probably an hour to go through that. But there's some things that I do want the public to know for sure. There's a media outlet that's claiming that we didn't do some research or we weren't informed. And I think there's some agenda-driven efforts that don't reflect the true nature of the research I did. I will be talking about this at the next regular Burleigh County Commission meeting. And I think I'll show the amount of research that I did. At the time, we only spoke about information from the White House Office of Intergovernmental Affairs and cost information for the state of North Dakota provided to us as part of the agenda request. So numbers on cost and numbers on individuals were provided to us.
Okay.
There's some question about the validity of the cost numbers, but again, that information was provided by Lutheran Social Services, and I'm not sure of the source of their information.
Yeah, I was going to ask if that, those numbers came from LSS.
Yes, they did.
Okay.
That was included in our agenda packet And I don't think the public has a direct access to the agenda packet, but we did, you know. And so I thought the information that they provided for the agenda is why I decided to go ahead and participate in the briefing call with the White House Office of Intergovernmental Affairs. In that call, they were clear about the numbers, 18,000 cap on new refugees, approximately 350,000 new asylum cases that are expected, and approximately, their words were an unsustainable backlog of approximately 1 million individuals that relate to asylum. So there was never a question in my mind whether we were talking about 18,000 refugees or a grand total of 1,368,000 individuals in the various programs. So that you understand, there was an email from the governor's office, supposedly, and I can't confirm that yet, but this email was clarifying that the letter of consent related to the 18,000 new refugees for fiscal year 2020. Keep in mind, this is fiscal year 2020 we're talking about. So So the information was clear. There was no question. I think somebody was saying that maybe we were misunderstanding the numbers. Now, I don't know where that comes from, because the numbers were clear. And on the briefing call, they provided me with names of individuals in these various agencies that are doing this in case I had any questions or anybody else on the call had any questions. And I simply didn't have any because I thought they were real clear. So I wanted to make sure that that was clear to the public, that when I was at the meeting, I was reading off of the information that was sent to us prior to the briefing call. I didn't feel there was any need for clarification because I understood the numbers clearly. With respect to the cost to the state of North Dakota, that information was provided by Lutheran Social Services, and apparently that was information for the 2017 legislature. So the information provided there showed me a cost, and I had to put a calculator to it, but maybe I missed one or something, but it's $52,578,956 in 2017. So whether the percentage of refugees in Bismarck is a certain thing or not, that's not what we were talking about. We were talking about information that was compiled for North Dakota in 2017. And again, wow, that information was clear and provided to us by LSS. So I had no way to challenge any numbers, no reason to. Anyway.
And that's one of the reasons why, you know, folks like Jamie and all those, the good folks in Burley County and the folks here in Cass County also, that's one of the reasons why we're hesitant. I mean, you get info, you don't know if it's accurate. All we want is data. All we want is to be able to see the impact that it's going to have on our community. I think that $52 million is a lot of money, man.
Hey, don't be a bigot.
Well,
that's the thing. This thing came up approximately November 16th.
Right.
So the 16th is when I think I heard from Lutheran Social Services. And then the briefing call with the White House Office of Intergovernmental Affairs was November 22nd. So that didn't leave us a whole lot of time
for
the independent comparison numbers, but it did cause me concern because Lutheran Social Services tells me that in 2018 we had, what's the number, 25 refugees, and in 2019 so far we had 22,
yep,
I think is the numbers.
Commissioner Bittner,
Burley County, hang on a second, the Burley County Social Services Director told me
that Brian, we got to go to a break.
Brian,
we're going to a break. We'll pick up right on that when we come right back on What's on Your Mind. Don't go anywhere.
It's the happy holiday season. That is, it's Lutefest time. Sunday, December 15th, 10:30 to 1:30 at the Kringen Club of the Fargo Sons of Norway, downtown Fargo. Hi, everybody. This is Scott Hennon. I tell you what, I saw it for myself firsthand last month. This is one incredible lutefisk dinner. You will not be disappointed. That's Sunday, 10:30 to 1:30, this Sunday at the Fargo Sons of Norway. All you can eat lutefisk and all the fixins. Plus, remember, Juven Tours and Travel has great tours available in 2020 to the South Pacific, Scandinavia, the official Norsk Høstfest Norway Tour, May 25th through June 7th, the Norway Luxury Tour 1, June 1st through June 14th, the 44th Annual Norway Luxury Tour, July 20th to August 4th, and the Best of Norway starting August 10th through August 22nd. Call 701-237-9000, 701-237-9000, or online at juventours.com.
Did you know that Mineral Tracker is a homegrown technology? It was developed right here in North Dakota for North Dakota mineral owners. This makes us stand out from any other mineral management software out there. Our basic version's free, plus you can upgrade to our pro version for only $99 a month, taking your management tools to the next level, even showing your future monthly income. Planning your financial future has never been easier or more reliable. Go to MineralTracker.com or call us at 833-842-2924.
Hi, I'm Elise Puklich of Puklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Puklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Phone numbers to call 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Brought to you by our friends at MyPillow. Y'all have helped MyPillow build itself into an amazing company with Mike Lindell that it is today. It's amazing watching what this company's done when he started. Just guy that wanted a better pillow. Now the inventor, of course, CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to the listeners. You can get great discounts on all the MyPillow if you go to MyPillow.com. All the products, the towels, the sheets, the mattress topper, the pillow itself, fantastic. You click on the radio listener special, enter the promo code SCOTT, get 30% off. You can save up to 50% off on some of the stuff. In fact, the body pillow is regularly $89.99. The promo code SCOTT is only $29.99. Find out more at MyPillow.com. Radio listener special, promo code SCOTT. What's on your mind, Leon Francis? Raheem Williams in for Scotty today on What's on Your Mind.
Before we get back to our guest, I would like to be paid for this in my pillow and a towel and he's got those sheets too, right?
I'm gonna
tell
you how to do that. There's a guy named Scott. He's talked to him.
Is he a over here guy?
Might be able to work it out for
him. I'm trying to get him to pull it off. Put me on that list.
Yep. All right, let's get back to Commissioner Bittner. Man, from the beginning, when this stuff started up here in Fargo, for it to take on that whole national light and folks, North Dakota County becoming basically the first bigoted county in the country to reject these poor, poor, hapless refugees. Do you want to, address that? Just the way it's framed in the media, just the way it's framed overall, the fact that you guys got pretty much put on blast because you were asking, you know, common sense questions. We're conservative, so we're fiscally conservative anyway, and we want to know the numbers. Our guy, Pepcorn, here, 2 years ago, he asked that question. They wanted to recall it. I mean, it was just insane. So just kind of address the craziness around asking a simple question about finances.
Well, I can't necessarily call it craziness, but I can tell you that we've had contact from all over the country regarding this issue, or I have had contact from all over the country, and I think it's a distinctively Burleigh County issue at this point.
Yep.
It's not that I don't appreciate input from others, but I, as a Burleigh County commissioner, I have to make a decision based on what I think is in the best interest of Burleigh County citizens, and we try to be very, very careful with numbers and finances. We have I guess you'd call it a large budget every year, and along those lines, we were successful in efforts, and I worked hard on that, to get county social services costs transferred to the state of North Dakota, because all of the information I had showed me that it was state and federal mandates that determine what we were paying on our property taxes in Burleigh County. And when we were able to do that, we saved nearly 11% of the county portion of your Burleigh County tax statement. That was a big deal. So for me to turn around now and make a decision that could affect the funding questions in the state and the federal government with the limited information I have, is simply irresponsible, and I won't do that. Thank you.
Good deal. And I think a lot of folks, especially on the yes side, they forget that very significant fact that you are there to provide the best for Burleigh County. And that's what you're trying to do, you know? I mean, and to be called out, it blows my mind. I can't even wrap my head around it. And a lot of folks, I'm glad you stuck to your guns, actually, because a lot of folks did not do that. And I have friends that started out pretty strong, and then they kind of waffled under the withering fire of a bigot. So there you go, right?
Well, I don't appreciate people making it an issue of race or religion or whether you're a bigot or not or whatever, because we function in the public realm here.
Right.
We're always on TV. Our meetings are recorded as they happen.
I
will be providing information. I'll provide information on Monday regarding the amount of information that I had in hand in addition to the information from the White House Office of Intergovernmental Affairs and LSS. I think you'll see that it was fairly substantial. I think I did due diligence, if you want to call it that.
I think, Commissioner, I think your push for transparency is admirable. I just don't think it's going to make a difference. When you question these things, that's all they need to do to smear you. And I understand you have a fight on your hand and you're defending your reputation. I believe you didn't act with any animus in your heart, but that's not what these radicals are. That's not what they care about. And that's why you heard those charges of racism and bigots and all that flow out like a river. And that's why it was nationalized, because they're trying to, the elite globalists that be, they're trying to send a very strong message to you and to anybody else. Try it. and we will burn you, and we will make and we will stick the dogs on you, and that's what it is. There's no numbers you can show that's going to change that, and it's unfortunate, but it's true.
And even when you show the numbers, they're trying to. Right now, they're saying that you fudged those numbers, and you're just like, "Wait, what?"
We I got mean, those they claim the question you. Itself is
that's
worthless,
it.
Right?
I'm reading these numbers right off the sheet in front of me. This is not. Yep.
So
you know,
we're
I didn't
gonna.
Come up with it.
We look forward to for clarification on Monday, but this is the end of the show. We need more time, man. What's on your mind?
I know. Let me see if I can fix the clock there. Well, thank you guys. Great job.
Good.
Great pleasure. Leon, pleasure.
We got to come back one
here.
Day.
You bet. That's what's on your mind. Have a great weekend.
Our region has a deep tradition of supporting conservation, where we're taught to leave a place better off than we found it. We know that our land, our air, and our water are precious resources, which is why the coal industry has been nationally recognized for preserving, protecting, and enhancing our land by reclaiming more than 20,000 acres once mining is finished. That land is used to hunt, fish, and feed the world. That same resourcefulness that's used to reclaim land is now being put to use to capture non-toxic emissions, including carbon dioxide from power plants. Researchers at the University of North Dakota are working to explore geology to store the carbon dioxide safely deep underground, where it will stay permanently. This next generation technology will not only enhance our nation-leading clean air standards, but protect 15,000 good-paying jobs by using homegrown energy resources. Learn more at www.secureenergyfuture.org/CCUS.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free! This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free! As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.